As I look at these stones in the display case, I remember seeing such layers of rocks by the sea. Cliffs, you call them. Perhaps the most famous ones are in Strunjan, which are made of flysh. There is not much flysh in the Idria region, but it is the youngest of the rocks. My successors, however, discovered that flysh is not a rock at all, but a sequence of different rocks. Flysh rocks were formed in the deep sea with the help of extensive underwater landslides. Larger and heavier grains first settle out of the landslide, leaving smaller grains at the top, which the water can carry away far along the seabed. Hence, several rocks are found in one characteristic layer of flysh. From the bottom up, there are coarse conglomerates, finer sandstone, siltstone, and the finest claystone. An underwater landslide then re-triggered, covering the already formed layers and creating new ones. This process is ongoing. Just look what geologists have found! Rocks formed by underwater landslides are a sign of a nearby mountain-building process. The great forces that were unleashed during the collision of the plates lifted and folded our beautiful Alps and the Idria Hills as well. Thus, the dinosaur footprints rose above the sea. Well, we have one more answer. In the experiment under this showcase, you can test how the sediments settle. Rotate the roller and observe how the pebbles get sorted. First, the larger and heavier fall, and then the smaller and lighter ones follow. If you want to hear more about my life in Idria, you are invited to sit on a bench and listen to the recording number 12. For more about the Idria dinosaur, press the recording number 13.